This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
This remarkable, sometimes incoherent transcript illustrates a phantasmagoria of fear, terror, grief, exultation, and finally breakdown.
Live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre?
Question mark?
Question mark.
Tonight, the world's strongest beer, damn Somali pirates, the Great American Cooter Fest, and a homo demon.
You sound like shit.
I don't know.
This
any
is
better?
Good music.
Any better?
That's Seth's favorite band he's ever been in.
That is the only band I've ever been in.
He
I figured I nailed it right the first time. Why just continue to fuck it up, you know?
You don't need to go on any further.
He realized how overrated it is being in a band.
Being in a band, not my band. Like, that was my band.
I was there. I was on the threshold. Why do it anymore?
Meh.
What was that song called?
Be back.
Inside jokes.
Yes.
They're fun. Okay. So do you assholes have something to talk about?
We do. We have two people sitting in with us tonight. They're over there. They're watching us like we're specimens.
We have Josama bin Laden.
Josama bin Baron.
Oh, bin Baron.
How are you doing tonight, Josama bin Baron?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Why didn't he have a mic?
He does. They have a guest mic. It's just a room mic.
So you'll have to stand in line like we're at a big community.
It's a carnival. We're to take turns peeing in their butts.
Yeah. She has to step up, and then he's behind her, and they just kind of alternate.
Put your gun down, first of all, about. Dustin.
Probably pick up anyways. So. Yeah, who's the she you're talking about?
Who is she?
It is me, Poppy. How are you doing, Poppy?
Am I allowed to talk now?
You can talk.
Yes, you can talk. It's Christina from episode... What episode number were you? Do you remember?
No.
Oh.
I thought y'all decided to delete all those episodes, so
we almost
they're
did.
They're not there.
They're taking them off iTunes. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Tonight, we're drinking some Punkel that we didn't get to last week.
God, it's so good, too.
Some of the Lakewood...
I'm in love with it.
Lakewood Brewing, their seasonal pumpkin pie-spiced Dunkel beer.
Dunkel.
We're going to drink this, and then we're going to hit some of the Goat Man... That we didn't get last week.
So much pumpkin overload.
I know.
But Goat Man is not pumpkin.
Put the fucking gun down, dude. Why are you pointing at everyone you're talking? Thank you. Jesus. Assface had a gun the whole time. He's pointing at everyone.
And do they have pumpkin toothpaste?
Probably.
Seasonal
they have pumpkin
crust.
Is there a pumpkin store like the Christmas stores?
There's got to be somewhere.
Like a Halloween there pumpkin Christmas stores? You know what would be great while we're shooting the shit? Probably some background music.
No.
You know what I mean? Some good porn music. Let's get it going.
Hey, let's make him do that the whole time so he shuts the fuck up.
Seth wasn't there the other night.
Me doing would be better than this shit again.
True.
Anyway. Yeah, you're not wrong.
We need to work on some music beds. Again.
Again.
Yep, this time. Gosh. We need a big... It'd be nice if Josama bin Baron would make us some.
I always do a call out for some music from him.
I'm always yelling at him. Make
I'm pissed off. I can't see him right now because my computer's too fucking.
He's still here with the beard.
He is.
Does he still have the beard?
He still has the beard.
Oh, there we go. Now you see him. Don't want to spin your.
And you're even here. Your guitar and amp are here. No live
shit.
Music.
No. We can go ahead and start jamming.
It's just completely
start another
terrible.
Shitty local band.
I'm just here for the beard.
Mm-hmm. That fucker's just sitting in front of the air conditioning, stinking the room up. Well, I'm Mexican. Here you go, buds.
God.
Being Mexican, like usual.
That's
so
not
are you Mexican?
Mexican?
Yeah, Mexican.
God, I feel like my grandpa's here. So are you Mexican?
Is are this you, shoot the shit? Is this what we're doing?
Is this
is making
you,
fun of Joe?
Are you Mexican?
I like it. Let's
or
keep
Native
it up.
Native American?
Whatever you want.
Or are you Osaman?
Are you Osaman?
Man, he needs a mic.
What did? There's one right there. All you gotta do is grab it, swing it around.
Just sit in Chrissy's lap.
They'll fight over it.
I was gonna turn it that way, but the fan. So you know.
Two guests enter, one guest leave.
Yes, y'all get to fight it out in order to see who.
Who would win in a fight between these two?
Who has the longer clit?
Whoa.
Joe.
Yeah.
You have a butt clit?
A taint clit.
Yeah. His taint just hangs down.
So nasty and gold Bondy.
I'm going to keep doing this, just looking around the computer going, what?
Gold Bondy?
Yeah. I don't know. It just looks
what
like something.
What kind of adjective is that? It's gold Bondy.
It's gold Bond smelly.
Jeez.
Gold Bondy.
Jeez.
So did y'all do anything fun this weekend?
Work again.
I didn't.
But
I
your work was fun.
Yeah, it was fun for y'all. I had fun too.
Come on. But Saturday night, your bar was nut to butt.
You put, you
first
pimped
time
your
I
wife.
I've ever seen that. I did pimp my wife.
Pimped your wife in a contest.
She just climbed.
And she actually
up there.
Won some money.
She did win some money, which immediately went back to the bar. I think
it probably did.
I think it did. Yeah.
I was a shot girl for half the night. Did you know that?
And
I made some money.
Did you show your teeth?
Sure.
You did.
Yeah.
Did you show your butt?
Showed
clit?
Whatever I needed to do to make that dollar.
You did.
How Shrilla. Many guys peed in your butt?
I didn't get my butt peed in, though.
You didn't live.
Hey, do y'all have a secret dark area at the bar that
where
you can...
Where butt peeing goes down?
Where you can go and get drug off? Like it's a champagne room? Do you have an area there?
The
I'll
old,
have to show it to you.
The old
you
Texas
it's
Billiards
It's exactly
did.
What you would expect, though. If there was a Texas Billiards champagne room, this is exactly what it would look like. I don't know if it's been officially titled
the old,
that.
The old Texas Billiards
it's
had
the
one.
Bathroom when
it
the
was outside on top of the air conditioning vents.
That right might there. Have been where
mm-hmm. I remember that.
Brittany yeah. and I made creation.
And the men's stall with
just
the lights
kidding.
Out?
Just kidding. Oh! Are we going to get into that?
What happened? What happened? I'm not
well,
sure
I guess we'll
this.
Get to it.
Saturday
later.
Night was
when you
costume
called
party. Saturday night was the costume party, and we all drank pretty good, had fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was cool. I mean, the bar was nut to butt. It was fun up there.
Yeah, it was hopping.
Bunch of nifty costume stuff. It was a good time at TXB.
They played the Cupid Shuffle.
Seth doesn't, which was the second time I heard it the night, because I shot a wedding just before that. And had to hear it there.
Shoot the wedding.
How many times did they play it up at the bar that night?
Oh, how many times did you hear it? At least
I
was
only heard
to
it once at the bar.
It had been played before y'all showed up.
Twice in one night.
I guarantee you. That's Lee's MO.
Why was he limping?
He needs
that's
else.
Had to do with the scuffle.
Okay,
big scuffle.
And I was it the Cupid scuffle?
That's what I was thinking. Scuffle,
Cupid scuffle.
The Cupid scuffle.
We should write a novelty song called the Cupid scuffle.
Yeah, it'd be funny. Not Push. Really. Stupid.
Just put in the Mike Tyson punch out.
Music.
Body bowl.
So Sunday we were supposed to get up and have a photo shoot with you.
Yeah. What happened with that?
Two of us showed up.
Yeah, did you?
On this side of the table.
How'd it work out?
At 10 o'clock.
At 10. I didn't even get a text or an email or a phone call or anything till like 11:40.
Because when That's I drove when we... you home on Saturday night, you were, oh, I'm there. I'm so there. I'm already
I was.
There.
I
I'm
was
there.
Gonna be there. You I'm dropped there. Me off at my house at what? 2? 1:30?
3.
1:30? Okay. I went to bed around 8. And so, then I lost my
right
phone. I was supposed to go to bed when I got home. I didn't. I was being stupid and had a good time instead. And I went to bed at 8. And I was looking for my phone. I found it. I text you guys like at 12. It's only 2 hours late. And now I get anything back other than, we're brokenhearted. You stood us up.
We were at the bar watching the game at that point.
I was
at,
up watching the game.
We were looking.
You could have told me to come up. I would have come up.
Selves across the bar from us. We were on one side where the pool tables are, and on the shuffleboard side was our opposites in about.
That's what Brittany
30,
calls
40 years.
Death row.
You think it's 30 or 40 years, but they're actually only 50 years old. So it's only 20 or like 10 years, but they just look that bad because they've been drinking for so long and heavy. That's me in like 8 years.
Like I mean, said, that's three men that are just pressing fast forward.
And it was.
Life.
It was
they're
us
like,
three. It was mirror image. Except
they're
you
waiting
had a
to
weird
die.
Porn stash. I'm sorry.
I did.
Yeah, you.
That was
a
me.
Weird porn stash.
Okay.
The fat one.
Yeah.
He's gonna
did
be
I gain
the fattest
weight
out of all of us.
Finally,
Shit.
His metabolism
catches
up
with
him. He turns fat.
He drops his balls.
Yeah.
His old crotchety.
It was
all right.
The photo shoot wouldn't have been good anyway because our makeup and hair artist didn't show up either.
Bam! Thank you, Chrissy.
Oh, I thought you told her never mind because Seth isn't there. I thought you waved her off. Waved off the dogs.
Called them off. I don't know. I was gonna call her, but when I knew you weren't going to show up. So when are we going to do this now?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. So what else happened? So what are you talking about? The lights being out in the bathroom. You said something about that.
Oh, I dropped a deuce at billiards, which I cannot stand doing.
Hold on.
That's the worst place ever to drop deuces.
Don't drop deuces. You walk across the street and do it at Walgreens or CVS. You should. What the fuck that is over there?
He's got something there. CVS, or I live 5 minutes away. I don't know why
you
I didn't
just go.
You
couldn't wait and just do it over there at your house?
And it was rocks, boys. Was like, it took me like 30 minutes.
Was that already after three scores, though? So you already had a bunch of shots?
I was already drunk.
Yeah.
Wait.
Mister, I'm not getting drunk today. I've got to go take my homework to my daughter's.
I did, with my sunglasses on.
22 minutes later.
I got to go take
a shit.
Well, Seth's not coming.
I got to take a shit.
I'll take a fireball.
Not one.
Five fireballs later, he's in there squeezing deuces out. Did you shit in the toilet or the urinal?
No, the toilet.
Oh,
my gosh. And then some jack wagon came and turned the lights off, so I was in there for literally 20 minutes with no lights. Well,
you had your phone, didn't you?
I did have my phone.
Right there.
We were in there talking about something, but I don't know why the lights turned off, because I left
them
on.
Yeah, I bet
you. You can't wipe your ass in the dark? How long have you been doing it by yourself? Like,
some old man came in and was like, well, I figured I'd turn the lights on for the poor son of a bitch on the toilet.
No, it's what's his name? The cook guy up there.
Oh, Ron did?
Ron came in there and he turned
the
lights
on. Well, that's his voice right there. Yeah. The poor son of a bitch in there. That piece
poor
of
guy.
Fucking asshole.
I've been there before.
I used to do that intentionally to people. That was shit's funny, though.
What? Turn
you
lights
you take all the toilet paper out of the stall. Because people are, if they're going to shit in there, it's obviously an emergency. Because you're not going to do it just like, I'm going to go have a lackadaisical shit the toilet here at billiards because this place fucking sucks.
Mine wasn't an emergency, but I definitely should have just drove across
Yours
the street.
Was
I don't understand.
Mine was a lazy shit. Anywhere. I was like, I don't feel like dealing with this.
You
I guess
only
I'll
shit there is absolute emergency.
Yeah.
So I always take the toilet paper out of there and then turn the lights out as soon as someone goes in there.
So you would have busted in my stall, tore out the toilet paper, and then turned the lights off?
Yeah.
You ass.
While he's sitting there?
Yeah. He's going, what the fuck? What?
What are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Y'all are both struggling.
And you can't do anything to me.
I'd just hold on to you. I would just hold on to you.
Oh, you ain't going nowhere. Oh, hold on.
And you squeeze out 4 more pounds of shit.
I would just pursue you with my butt. Butt first. Just be chasing you with it.
Out to the bar.
Just butt blasting
them. Going.
Out to the bar.
Come on.
With your balls swinging everywhere.
Oh.
I'm going to rub this shit that's on my butt cheeks against you. I'm going to use you to wipe with.
You would have, if you tried to attempt that, you would have ran out and lost
dropped
your balance.
Dropped two more deuces.
And he would have lost his balance because his pants around his ankles and fell right there and everybody would have laughed at you.
I would
have
fallen, hit my head on the golden tea machine and been out. And as I passed out,
you
would have
had so much dick shot on your face.
Can you imagine that? The people there would be like, well, that's your buddy right there. And I just kind of looked
everyone
over
else
like,
would have, no,
wow.
And
no,
we thought Seth was a jackass.
No, they're all 50, 60, 70 years old. They're looking at that, watch that for
right
a second, and go,
boy.
Eh, anyway. You know the beer, sweetheart?
That's exactly what they do.
They're like, oh, I've seen that 1,000 times.
Can you get another Miller Lite? As you just lay there unconscious with your pants down to your ankles.
What would have happened is, like, the Cowboys would have scored or something. And, you know.
Shot special!
Yeah, totally forgot about me. So
neat.
Yep, neat. You were missed.
Y'all got to hear about my poo. My Texas billiards poo.
Oh. So, have we had enough of that?
I'm done with shoot the shit.
I mean, it really wasn't that eventful, was it?
No.
Our weekend?
Yeah.
No.
It was kind of all...
We didn't get our pictures done.
We were just all together, all circle jerking. Y'all should have come to the wedding I shot, though. Could have fun there.
You want us to show up to one of your weddings, for real, that you're shooting?
Well, it... I'm a turd floater.
Are you? Why would you want that?
Why would you wish that on a family?
What? Y'all too?
To never have a job again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about, me?
Never mind.
And,
I never want y'all to
and
come with me.
That we won't speak about showing up to Matt Thomas's wedding in the middle of it in the botanical gardens.
That should not be named.
Yeah.
Matt Thomas got married in the botanical gardens.
To Angela.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we showed up 45 minutes late. Like, my ex showed up to pick us up, looked at us, and said, fuck y'all, and just got in the car and left. So we had to call Jesse, who was on the way already, to come get us.
Beeper.
And we showed up 45 minutes into that bad boy, drunk, wearing the clothes we had the show before.
Oh, God.
Just nasty.
So you smelled pretty good.
Because it was my birthday weekend. It was that my birthday was that Friday night.
That's their fucking fault for scheduling their wedding
That's
on your birthday
what
weekend.
I said.
Hey, speaking of people scheduling shit at stupid times.
Yeah, how about a Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning for a photo shoot? What kind of dumb fuck was that? That dumb cunt.
I'm slow.
Cunt fuckery.
Yes.
You guys can clap too.
You can clap.
No, don't clap. Don't.
This baby shower.
Baby shower. Oh, the bachelor party?
Is that? I don't even know what.
Hey,
is.
Anybody listen that lives in this area, if you want to come,
Whoa.
Go ahead and come.
I'm out of Whoa. Town. I'm not going to be there.
Whoa, sir, we're Whoa. Talking about a party, not just a.
Oh, it's going to be that
jerk.
Kind of party.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
He's going to. He's going to show. What time does it start? 3.
I don't know.
It's going to end at 5.
Like
he's going to be fucking
shit
hammered.
I feel like a big asshole because I don't know what day it is or what time.
I just won't be here to help you celebrate your nuptials.
We're not getting married.
You said it's a bachelor party.
No, I'm just we're having. It's for diapers. Like you bring diapers for my.
I'll
little
give
baby.
You money. Oh. I'm not going to be in town. I'm
Where
seriously
you
out of town.
You going to Florida too?
Amarillo.
Amarillo by morning.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Yep.
Ooh.
Hey Seth, I got a question for you.
What's that, bud?
If there was to be
Is this
a zombie,
a segue?
If there was to be a zombie apocalypse,
how smooth.
What would you do?
Well, first, I'd get a bunch of water and stock up with the fluids, and then I'd probably go to.
Okay. What about food?
Fuck
weapons.
Food. I get some weapons.
Armors. Where would you go to get some weapons?
Budke.
Budke?
Yeah.
What's Budke?
It's a place where you can buy a bunch of shit like weapons. For a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse weapons. What else
yep.
do they have?
They have
you
everything.
Ever been there, Matt?
I have checked it out. The
and?
Website. It's awesome.
Have
I've
you?
Been shopping there for years,
I
actually
went there through our page. Our Jerry Jonestown Massacre page. There's
it's on
link.
There?
And that's how everybody should go, right?
This is the worst thing I've ever
that's
heard.
That's right. If you want a machete. See, that's what
if
I want.
You want a spear?
I want to get a machete.
I want a katana.
So they have them. They have that, too.
Machete so I can cut your fucking throat!
Okay.
So, if you want to get ready for the zombie apocalypse, or you just want to murder someone, go to Budke, and go to it through our website, jerryjonestownmassacre.com. Click on the banner, and you can get cool stuff, and free stuff, and discount stuff, and things.
Yep.
So, speaking of warfare,
uh-huh.
didn't you have a domestic issue here this week? Didn't you get in a fight with your wife?
It's too early to talk about that, sir.
Oh, we're doing it.
Yeah, we'll talk about
time,
that later.
So
yeah,
I'm get it all the way.
Yeah, we do it throughout the show.
You've got mail.
Good try. High five.
I'm still in the closet with the show.
Yeah, her
I'm never coming out.
Stupid.
I get in fights with my wife.
That's FM DJ right there.
You've got.
That was the worst live spot ever.
So, yeah, that was. Email
no,
intro, but
no, it wasn't.
We're
not
used to having sponsors ones. Yet, so you got to get used to that too, guys. Sorry
yes.
about
Who's
it.
Who's reading email?
I think it's him.
I might do it.
Are you?
I'll go ahead and do it.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Sure. Do yes. it.
This is from Bigfoot in West Fort Worth.
Oh, our buddy Bigfoot.
That was a great episode.
Is it about Christina?
Nope.
Darn.
Okay. You gonna shut the fuck up? Let me read the email. Okay. That was a great episode until the last 30 seconds. Why in this... He just pulled his gun out again.
Do we have music for this?
Why
do
this in this wonderful world like of Jerryland that we call home would you delete, not delete the dream? That was the gayest shit I have ever heard on this show. Oh yeah, go Cowboys.
So do you think anybody listened to that?
Let's
and heard
go
that?
Cowboys!
I asked a couple people and they did. And we have a couple emails about it as well. Person in this room heard it. Chrissy
and?
Did.
Did it excite you? Hearing about Matt's dream?
I'd rewind it and listen to it again.
I think we should do that every show.
Just have
like
a hidden
just
track.
Make people mad.
A hidden track that's not hidden.
And one time it's just gonna... You're gonna be listening all intent, waiting for it, and it's just screaming and yelling super loud into the... And your earbuds make you bleed?
No.
No? Oh.
Like our business cards?
Yes.
Well, Bigfoot.
Audio for your ear hole?
I don't know if you could hear it. Pretty, it was hidden
or
in the background, but it was said that's
hole.
The gayest shit that's ever been done on this show
bloody
or in this room.
Hey, y'all want to go meet Bigfoot Saturday?
Nope.
Okay.
Neat.
Neat.
There's a Volkswagen show in town, and you can go hang out with him. I'll introduce you.
He sounds like a jerk off.
You can take him some beef jerky.
Just don't mess with him and try to take
don't
it away
mess
from him.
Sasquatch.
Then he'll throw you across okay. the fucking highway.
Are you ready for the next email then?
Sure.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, Bigfoot. From Adrian
okay.
Bay from Pakistan.
Adrian Day from Pakistan. So we have fans in Pakistan.
Those kind
motherfuckers
of?
Had Osama. It's didn't they, Joe Barron?
Joe Barron?
Didn't they? Joe Sama? They killed your daddy.
Ben Barron?
Oh. Jeez.
My wife and I donate to you check worth $1 million, so kindly send us your name, age, mobile, and address to claims.
Every fucking week.
Those sons of bitches. Again, they got through.
Damn it.
We
weren't supposed to. We weren't supposed to copy paste that one on
every
this.
Every fucking
thing.
There's at least five of those every week.
That they spelled check though. With a Q too.
Please send us check.
Please send us check.
My wife and I donate to you
fuck?
Check worth $1 million.
Okay, who the fuck in this country falls for that shit? And like, you know what? Shit, I'm gonna go ahead and do this and writes out a check.
Old people.
No. You're just like, hold
what
on.
Kind of old people
send
are checking
email?
Their email. My grandparents don't have email.
My grandparents have iPads.
So if you're smart enough to have email, but then you're not smart enough not to write a fucking check to some dipshit from South Africa.
They're not asking
you
for a fucking check. They're asking for your age, mobile, and address.
So that way
email,
they can hack that.
So they can send you
a check for $1 million. Can you write a check for $1 million? Like, legally, I don't think you can have $1 million in the bank, right? Because it's not secured.
Hmm?
It has to
oh,
be.
Yeah, you can.
You can have $1 million in the bank?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how many emails you have to send like
only,
that to get
I'm
one
text
up
how much? 250,000?
I don't know.
I thought you had to spread it out. Or offshore it to where someone
just do goes. Amway or something. That's the easiest way to fall into a get-rich-quick scheme.
Hey, do we have a charity? Is there a Jerry Jonestown charity that we
you know we
donate
don't.
Stuff? Well, who would we donate to? What would
ourselves?
Be our charity?
Right now, it would be ourselves. Stubbs.
Well,
since he doesn't have a job.
I just wanted them to write a check for someone else, not for us.
Oh. I don't know. Pick one then.
Give it to the Josama bin Baron.
Oh, dear.
Army campaign. God. Military campaign.
Hello, Homeland
so
Security.
So this next one is Jeremy from Austin.
You're going to have Carrie show up.
You.
Don't. Hello? He'll freak out and go, you
Carrie.
Can't fucking act.
Guys.
He'd punch her in the face.
Need. Are you done? You guys need to invite those swingers to the show. That'd be a good time. Or do an all-star end-of-the-year show with the Deer Whisperer, the
email.
Swingers, someone from Florida, and lots of beer.
He's on to something there.
He
or
is
onto
something.
Is it a boy or girl?
Jeremy from Austin.
Oh, you're, yeah. He's on to something.
So... Yeah, I forgot to delete that.
Yeah, so good job not deleting that fucking email that we weren't supposed to read.
You let it play?
You didn't hear the show?
Did you not listen
I
back
didn't.
To the show?
I didn't.
Yeah, I accidentally didn't delete
or,
it.
Or no, I listened to it.
I listened to the show just on emails just to see if he deleted it.
And he didn't.
And I fucking called him up. And he didn't answer. Why? Because he's pissed off at me for not fucking showing up to the goddamn photo shoot.
I'm going to go to Oregon.
Play dumb. You're just the Oregon player now. We can't get onto him. He just plays the organ.
Okay.
Oh, God, this sucks. You ready for the next email, then?
Yes.
You're not going to go off on Jeremy? Okay.
No. Why would I go off on my own cousin?
I don't know.
He's a good guy.
Next one says no name.
I wouldn't go off on my own cousin.
I wouldn't either.
No, I wouldn't.
Josama.
I would go down on my own cousin.
Wow. Mine's up for parole pretty soon, so... I wouldn't go on him. Go,
you wouldn't
go
down
on
him either?
You wouldn't go down on your cousin?
I said I wouldn't go off on him.
No conjugal?
Does that entail going down? I know we're cousins and stuff, but I'll act like your wife.
Yeah.
Okay, no name. Subject, I gave no name because you'll call my name gay.
Probably.
Hello, guys. So I have to be honest. I'm a bit afraid
gay?
To
what
email.
What if his name is
shit,
gay?
Shit, fuck!
What if his name is gay? Is his name gay?
Marvin Gaye?
Send us another email. Tell us what your name is now.
Some sexual healing. Tweet us your name.
Yes, please.
We never...
It's like...
Hello, guys. I have to be honest. I'm a bit afraid to email. I wanted to email you a few times, but you tear into everyone that emails you. I got over this fear because of your hidden track or whatever you want to call that thing that was at the end of episode 14. That was so bad. I don't care what you guys have to say about me. It doesn't matter. Nothing will be as bad
he's
as
being
that
a martyr.
Dream thing shit was. Keep the shows coming. I love them. Thanks.
Neat.
It's Gay the Martyr. Thanks, Gay.
So first off, do we tear into him to where he has like
no,
a
No, I don't want to. I want people to... I've actually gotten... Fuck me. Such bullshit.
Why are you doing this
Is
to
it
me?
Him or her? Did he...
I don't understand why we need to do this. Please stop. Put those blades up.
Puppy.
He goes into the emo more, but I just took that part of it. But it's like, you make fun of my email address. You do something. You make fun of the town I live in. Because he told this stuff. He's like, don't make fun of this shit. Just be nice. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
It's Gay from Gayville.
Okay.
I emailed him back because like, we won't go off on everybody. I mean, just tell us to fucking be nice. We won't go off on you. You can email
Gay.
Us. It's okay.
This is show number 15.
Off yourself.
If people haven't figured it out that
you were worthless.
Just having fun with emails, then there's something wrong with film.
Do it.
We just joke
it.
Around. We play.
Yeah,
good,
but someone emails like,
I gotta
type this up. No, they make fun of that. No, okay, I'll do this. No, they'll call me an asshole. I'll do this. Although I won't read it.
Everybody we make fun of, we love. Here's a giant hug. Let's take 2 seconds out right now.
No episiotomy.
Okay,
what are we doing?
There we go. That was our moment of silence. That was our
oh,
giant
I thought it was
hug.
Hugging.
Our giant warm hug.
That's the end of the emails. You're a fags. Good deal.
That's the end of the emails already?
One, two,
fail
three. That was
for
four.
The third week in a row. Fail.
Yep.
See, now you say that, and I was like, well, I'm not going to fucking send emails because I like that one, and I wouldn't top that.
I don't fucking care.
What if we're nice next week? We tell everybody we'll be really nice.
We'll read all the positive ones.
We'll have new bed music. It'll be the theme
Have you
of
noticed that
pony.
The positive ones are going way quickly disappearing? Whoop.
Yeah.
No more positive
it's
ones.
Turning into hate. Everybody hates us already.
Hate debate sustained.
Yes. It's time to hang up the show.
One more time. Two
I'm
more
done.
Time.
I'm glad
Three
we
more
made it to 15. I'm out.
15. Done.
After this piece of shit. It's the worst show ever.
Probably. Second to worst.
It's because we have female company. We always drop the ball when females come in here.
Joe has a girlfriend, though.
He's still sexy.
He has that clit.
Yeah. The butt clip. The butt clit.
Yeah, yeah.
Clip.
That's got
yep.
what?
It lingers there.
It's
yeah.
Gold Bondi?
Gold Bondi smelly.
All right, so...
You smell really Gold Bondi.
We're done with emails.
Not
yeah.
icy
you know
hot
what that
Gold
means.
Bondi.
What does that mean, sir?
It's time for our latest bit.
Hey, hold on. What? Didn't you piss your wife off the other day?
Son of a bitch, I think I heard the same thing. Did you piss your wife off?
Yeah, I didn't really want
okay.
to talk about it.
He tried to pee in her butthole.
Did you try to pee in her butthole?
And it didn't go right.
It's because I was peeing in your girlfriend that's pregnant's butthole.
Oh,
right. She caught us.
Uh-oh.
Did you remedy the situation?
This is...
Did
yeah.
you? How'd you do that?
I called 1-800-FLORAL.
Oh, yeah?
But I didn't call them. I clicked on them through our website.
Oh, yeah? We have... It's on our website?
I think so.
Cool.
All it takes is a click?
All it takes
one
is
click?
One click.
Do you save half off? Were they, what was it, flowers then?
It was flowers.
Oh.
I got roses.
Were they fresh?
They were fresh.
Was is it guaranteed fresh, or did you get lucky and just get them fresh?
They were guaranteed fresh, and unlike those other guys, they came already in an arrangement.
Holy
not in a box
shit.
That you have to put together. How about that?
Look at them apples, huh?
Wow.
Good deal, guys.
I think I'm going to get in trouble pretty soon. Where should I go to find that place?
JerryJonestownMassacre.com and click on a goddamn
exactly.
link, faggot.
Just click on the goddamn link, faggot.
Yeah,
just
that's all you got to do, homo.
Even
click
have...
on the goddamn link, faggot.
Well, then. Thank you, 1-800-FLORALS.
You
I
do
love
that.
You.
Click on that link.
I think I will, you goddamn faggot.
Have you even looked at our website?
Now, hold on.
Yes, I have.
Don't okay. just go to that website. We don't get paid unless you go through our link.
You gotta go through the link.
That's the bad thing. Okay, guys.
Yeah,
we gotta
that's
get
a bad thing.
We gotta get some Skrilla up in here.
See, now
confession
if we just got
time.
Paid, if we just got paid for saying their name and then following it with goddamn faggot, they would be fucking millionaires because we'd like get like a nickel an episode, you know,
it'd just
a
be
nickel
goddamn
a time.
Goddamn faggot. Goddamn faggot. Goddamn faggot. Goddamn faggot.
Goddamn faggot. What
floor? What floor? So here's the deal. Let's do confession time. We picked up sponsors.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
My shitty headphones.
Oh.
Oh dear.
Oh, God. Here we go again,
oh,
guys.
Lord.
So while he's over there twisting knobs
well,
and pulling on cords.
Have fun. Fuck.
We picked up some...
This is when he just starts downing Weller.
Yeah.
Every show.
God, we picked up some sponsors last
Stubbs,
week.
Stubbs, will you give me the Weller? What, it's your headphones shit. That are messed up.
Fuck
sorry.
Him.
I'm sorry.
We picked up sponsors this week. We tried to pick up some that
what
were
name,
good for
What
everybody.
Are those sponsors, Dustin?
We picked up some that sell weapons.
Whoops.
We picked up some...
Piece of shit.
That sell flowers.
Fucking headphones.
Aww. And we picked up some that sell sex toys.
Oh.
Well, this...
It's applying to everybody, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to appeal to everybody across the board. But the only way we get paid for these...
Stubbs, give me the whaler.
Here
it comes. He's about to say it.
The only way we get paid for this is if you go to our website and you click on the links. And they're giving y'all good deals.
Fucking
really, really good deals.
Yeah, those goddamn some of the weapons. Flowers are faggots, but they use some damn good flowers.
Some of the flowers were what? 20, 30, 50% off, something like that?
I've actually used them before.
This will last 3 days. They're
okay,
gonna drop
I've actually
so young,
I've actually used Budk. I've
okay,
been using
I've
them for
ordered
years.
All sorts of stuff. Weapon or all sorts of knives and stuff.
Yeah. I bought some the other day and then it's like,
BTK,
you know what? We need a gun sponsor those
kill?
Assholes.
What?
Isn't it BTK? Bind, torture, and kill?
No, it's Budk. They build
Budk.
Yeah.
B-U-D-K.
Listen.
B-U-D-K.
How many in your
not
truck?
T. Yes?
Do you have a
fuck my stupid
one of those emergency knives that will cut your seatbelt or shatter the windshield?
I sure do not.
Door window?
Nope.
Or the knife that
they're cheap as shit
everything.
On Budk. You go through our website.
$9. I got two of them to put in my vehicles.
On Budk?
On Budk.
I'm back, guys.
Oh,
my headphones are working.
Headphones are working.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Sponsors. Just
me.
We
or we're done with that.
Hey, while we're on the whole sponsorship and help
shit.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre, if you listen to the show...
Bend over and fist yourself.
Do that.
Or...
But then,
or go to our website and you can
then,
get a toy that'll fish you.
We need help. We need help with advertisers. And go like us on Facebook. It seems more appealing to people that we're going to try to make money off of.
I've had so many people say they
please
were scared
like.
To like us on Facebook.
Oh,
I know.
I've got a lot
well, we
of
only
that
have
too.
Like 83 likes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Man. Everybody's a pussy. And
is that really the reason? People
the,
are like, oh, y'all say fuck too much.
The well, rest of people don't use Facebook anymore.
That's it.
Oh, Facebook is...
No, it's gone. It
a lot of the people
shit.
That listen to the show do not use Facebook anymore.
Well,
they're
family,
of a different generation.
Family and
okay, well, I'm talking
friends,
to
yeah.
them then, okay?
Yeah.
Do us a favor. Get back on that ancient Facebook and go like us, please.
Or
yeah,
don't.
Everybody has at least a Facebook page.
Yes. Just log on so one more time. Because then we can sell ourselves to advertisers and not...
I'm tired of jazz.
Sound like idiots. Oh, actually, we're always going to sound like idiots. Yeah.
Oh, we sound like idiots because we got three sponsors in a fucking week? Yeah, that's pretty
yeah.
stupid.
Something's happening. What's up? What's up? Represent!
We need to celebrate.
Obviously,
I don't get it.
Obviously, the kid doesn't fucking get it.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Doesn't fucking get it, okay?
Three at hand.
We playing this again?
It's
yeah,
your
we're
game.
Playing the game.
Yes.
We're going to do this every fucking week.
But
yeah, but it's new this time.
This is different.
Okay.
We're going to try it out this way.
You have guest help.
Oh, so they're playing too with me?
They're going to play with you.
We're gonna
if they have something to say,
so
they can help you.
Y'all might have to grab the mic. So this game is called What Does This Mean? And this week we're going to use German. The language will be German.
Du hast me.
I'm going to play you.
I do hate you.
I'm going to play you. A phrase, and you've got to guess what it is. You don't get three.
Don't
we're not going to give you three choices this time.
Oh, I just got to wing it?
You
yeah.
just listen to it and see what it says.
Okay.
What it is. You ready?
Yes.
Number one.
I'll take the first one, y'all.
Sie wissen einfach nicht willkommen.
Okay. That means my butthole smells like a rest stop on I-35.
Listen to it one
okay.
more time.
Okay, hold on.
Sie wissen einfach nicht willkommen.
My butthole smells like a rest stop on I-35.
Okay, hold on.
Do you have one, Joe?
No. I'm going to give you a hint. This was someone on the show said this.
Go ahead.
This
are you
is a
take...
phrase said on the show. Do you have anything back there?
Obviously, you just don't get it, maybe?
That's a good one. Sie wissen einfach nicht willkommen.
Seth thinks it says... See my mind fucking make it come?
I don't know. Play it for me again, I'll tell you what I think.
Sie wissen einfach nicht willkommen.
She mind fucks me, makes me come. That's what I think it says.
You think that's what it is?
Could be. I'm still going with mine.
It's... No. You just don't get it.
What'd I say?
You just don't get it. Your asshole smells like a rest stop on 35.
Finally, you lost one, though.
Bam. Yeah.
You're
all right,
here's
to get
another
kicked
one.
Off the fucking show.
Helge, was das Mund zu tun?
Anyone want to go first?
Are these all from the show?
Yes.
Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
Helge, was das Mund zu tun?
Keep playing.
Mund zu tun.
Heil, was das Mund zu tun.
Oh, I need to hear it one more time. I think
Heil,
I got this.
Was das Mund zu tun.
What do you think it says?
What do you think it is?
I have butt tulips, and they itch severely.
Close, because butt tulips has been brought up. Joe, anything?
That is really close, dude.
That ass makes a monster tune.
That ass makes a monster tune. That's pretty good. Chrissy, anything?
I don't think either one of those have been said on the show.
Heil, was das Mund zu tun.
He has said butt tulips.
How about neat?
That you think it just means
that
neat?
That whole thing just means neat?
Neat.
Seth, what is it?
I don't fucking know.
Hey, girl. What'd that mouth do?
Hey, girl. What'd that mouth do?
And the last one for this week. God, this bit is fail. Isn't it?
Pretty bad.
Reappens.
You.
Reappens.
What's that?
Reappens.
Red pants.
Yes.
He got one.
Oh,
so do we keep this bit or do we kill it?
Let's kill it.
Kill it.
Kill it.
What's that?
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it.
All right.
All right, it's death. It's done.
Shit.
It was neat.
It was neat. It was a good concept. I think when we thought about it, drunken at a Ranger game, seeing you, Darvish, say it up on the screen, and we thought, let's make Matt do this.
We got an email from you.
We did. It just didn't work out. So I'm going to play some funeral music.
I think it's just the
we are gathered here today, my brother, to celebrate the life, the journey.
He was a good man.
Of the bit.
He was a really good
what
man.
What am I saying? On the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
But he was the wrong nigga to fuck with.
Ow!
Damn, it's a brand new payback.
Nice cube, right? Death certificate.
I don't say that. Please.
Come on.
I don't even do N-I-G-G-A. I don't do that.
That's what I said.
I know.
I'm just calling it NC now.
Ice Cube. Come on. Okay. You know, he's releasing a new album. Can you take an Ice Cube album seriously?
I love Ice Cube.
But can you still do it now since you've done all this family stuff?
Like the movie, Are We There Yet and all that?
I can't.
What about his Coors Light commercials? You don't like those?
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Those are horrible.
What's
because
cold?
He's not hardcore anymore.
You don't like when he goes in and busts
Mega,
when he comes in and then the sound booth, the Coors Light is doing his rap?
No.
You don't like that?
That's terrible.
No, it's the worst shit ever.
That's terrible.
I'm scared of Ice Cube.
I'm not.
Why obviously, with the N-bombs dropped, you're not scared of any of them.
Them? They? What are you saying, they?
What are you trying to say there?
What do you mean by them?
What do you mean by them?
All right.
Delete.
Play my intro.
Delete. Delete. Delete.
We don't delete anything on this show.
Obviously not.
Y'all are... Did you have death certificates?
Yes.
What the fuck are we doing here?
The intro to the news.
Jeez.
Oh.
News and chuckle.
Anybody want another pumpkin?
We're out of pumpkin. Let's get the
goat. Son of a bitch!
Get the goat man out.
What?
Goat man? Smell like mushroom.
This guy, man. What the fuck?
That's just not loud enough.
No? Just me?
Grab me another one, I'll fart in your face and start cracking.
It's like Spoon Man, except it's goat.
Your stupid fucking intro.
Goat man!
It is. So, this week.
We need glasses.
Two cheese dicks from the Brewmeister Brewery. And I call them cheese dicks because dick is almost royalty.
Okay.
They released a beer.
It only goes to you and I.
Yeah.
It's called Snake Venom.
It's just another goddamn woman. You put the cobra in the beer.
There is no cobra. There is no none of them. It's 67.5%.
I heard about this.
Per beer. Per.
67.5.
That's a beer. That's a beer and a half right there, buds.
That's insane.
Does it have a description of what the taste is?
Yeah. Go out to your car and siphon some gas.
You know when you've drinking.
Put some sugar in it.
When you're drinking. When you drank.
And all you drinking all night was beer. Nothing. No liquor. No nothing. And then you have that shit in the morning.
Yeah. What about
it? Like drinking the toilet water.
I'm interested.
If you were to distill that next morning shit.
Hey, Joe. You live with me. I can't see you. Come here.
So it's basically like about? Drinking the toilet water of my poo at Texas Beer last week. Yes.
Raise your hand up, bud.
Good lord.
Now, this bottle right here, you know, this is a bomber bottle. Right here. Well, each one of theirs is $81. If you want some of this. No, of the snake venom.
Oh.
The 67.5%. I don't... What's the strongest beer you've ever had?
I would say 15.
I've had something that I got up at Central Market that was like 15.
Yeah, 15,
I
don't remember 14, what it was. Something like that.
I've had the Sam Adams Utopia that comes in the copper thing, and you're only supposed to drink like a shot amount of it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to drink that much.
Well, that's what that would be.
20 some odd.
That would be.
Did you put a bong on it and just slam the whole fucking thing?
But you can't recap it.
You know what? Give it to some fucking 18-year-old that doesn't have a license and say, "Hey, man, here's a beer." Not tell them about that alcohol poisoning.
Just our guest, do y'all want some goat man?
That was kind of brutal.
One.
Don't do that. That was actually stupid.
There's actually 5 cups left.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey.
So, finishing up the punkle, we're hitting the goat man.
Goat man!
From Lakewood. It's not 67.5%. It is.
Okay, wait a second though.
9.3.
Tell the truth, Seth. Do you want to try that beer?
Why?
The snake venom?
Oh, yeah.
I do too.
I do too.
I want to try it.
Hey. I'll drop 81 bucks towards it.
Hey guys, if you click on the links on our webpage, we can get some funds to pay for this snake venom beer.
Yeah, because we want to try.
And then we'll tell you how good venom. It is. And then you'll see us do another terrible show.
I was trying to think of the, faggot? And I was like, the nigger faggot.
Jeez.
God. Well, I didn't say it. Did
you
I?
Just did.
Oh, well. Anyway,
no mumble counts.
I was gonna say it for real.
That still offends them. Those people.
If they're black and gay.
What you mean those people?
What you mean by those people? Is that from Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
What you mean by you people?
I have 4 different drinks in front of me. I'm in love right now.
So we're cruising. This is Rob Lowe, Goatman. Goatman.
No, it was what's his face.
That's whiskey. That's not my.
It was Iron Man. What's his name?
Shit.
It was Iron Man.
Oh my god.
This is like
in the Coke. No, his real name.
That's dark and brutal. What do y'all think?
Put your face in the cup. It smells like a
brutal
gem soda.
Goatman.
Goatman. You already did that joke. I can't do it again.
Oh.
I don't like this at all.
I like the ones last week better.
Yeah, this goat man's hardcore. Isn't it?
Lakewood, what you trying to do to us?
Don't smell it.
What you trying to do to us?
Oh, God, the aftertaste. I just licked Steb's butthole.
It's like tasting a dead body.
I'm glad we have good alcohol coming
up. I still have punkle.
Oh,
dunkle.
Are we going to do the shot of Jaeger?
Yes, it's coming up.
Okay.
All right.
I'm on so many.
Oh, yeah, I bought some Jaeger.
So, there.
Did he post it on Facebook?
I think.
Yeah, I did.
So it's almost 2014, right? And the U.S. still has an embargo on Cuba.
What was embargo?
Embargo.
Embargo. Are we learning about things now? I thought there was no rabbit holing.
So the U.S. has a Murloc on Cuba.
Rabbit chasing.
They have a Murloc on Cuba. Okay, cool.
They have a Murloc on
So, like, Cuba. We still can't... We're not supposed to bring Cuban cigars into the state. We're not supposed to bring cars.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't because they suck.
Well, there's a guy.
Well, you can't. It's we have a Murloc on them.
Yeah, a total Murloc.
God damn it.
So there's a guy in Florida that is training pigeons to fly to Cuba, pick up cigars, and bring them back.
Does he live across the street? Fucking asshole.
Is that what that kid was on when he kept slamming his face into the pavement when he was running around?
Maybe. My thought... We need to take some hawks over there and kill some of these pigeons. That's just me.
We're going to kill some of them pigeons.
Have you told that story on the air or on a podcast yet?
I think it was that on a pre-podcast?
Like, I don't know, but there is a reason we hate the motherfucker that lives across the street. We'll get into it someday. That's called packaging
a story. Hold on. Is it baby raping? There's none of those jokes today, boys. I said.
No.
No, Seth.
No.
Put the Fruit Loops
Long,
down.
Long, deep sigh.
But what a waste of time. To train pigeons to fly to Cuba.
That's a waste of a day. What a waste of a day.
Well, now that it's public and everything, they're just going to be waiting over there with shotguns as soon as see.
Oh, look, there it comes.
You know what his out is?
What?
It's for art.
Oh, look, he's walking out. This is the first guest we've had that just said, you know what, guys?
Fuck this show. This show.
I'm not feeling it.
He just yelled fuck it 3 times.
He just drank all of the goat.
And then he called you an NF.
There was too much racism for him.
No, he is masking, so.
Okay, so next story. Britney Spears is in the news.
Oh,
good.
What'd she do?
Well,
what that math do?
This is really quick.
Hey, girl, what that math do?
Someone over there got the genius idea.
What that math do?
And when I say over there,
upward inflection,
the Persian Gulf, to use her music to ward off Somali pirates.
It wards off pretty much anyone.
Is that how Tom Hanks gets saved?
I know, it wards off my
Is that the end of the movie? God damn, I didn't see it.
That's Tom Hanks' new
Spoiler,
shitty movie.
What the fuck, dude?
Dude. It's a giant build-up to...
Fuck!
How the hell they get in
Thanks
there?
For the spoiler, bud.
And then all of a sudden...
I was going to take my girlfriend to see that after I got flowers from 1-800-Florals. Fuck that now.
So the whole movie is a build-up to a UN helicopter flying over playing
Hit
Me Baby
Britney
One
Spears.
More Time. Yeah. Just real loud. And they just give up and let Tom Hanks go.
I did it again.
They just, bam, done.
There, you can go now. We don't like you. Get the fuck out.
Get out.
What?
Roll credits.
Why do they have that accent?
Roll credits.
Why is that accent there? What are you doing?
Wait, come out. That was the terrorist.
That was like
they started playing the Britney Spears music.
Okay,
and like,
okay, we'll do that again now. Okay, give me back my dot.
Well, you know what? We can do.
You don't touch the fucking slushies.
We can have in studio commentary by Josama Ben Baron. Do you like Britney Spears? Does it make you run away? Britney Spears music when it's played?
Possibly.
Would it make you give up Tom Hanks?
I would never give him up.
If you were holding him hostage, you would still keep him?
Yeah.
Because the UN's flying over the helicopter blasting Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Huh. What about you, ma'am?
Am I just hearing her or seeing her?
Get up on the mic there.
Because you look...
Get up on that mic. Right?
You
get
over
up
there.
On
you look Pakistani.
Jeez.
If I was watching her sing, no.
No, if you had a gun to Tom Hanks' head, and you're like, look, motherfucker, I'm about to blow your motherfucking brains out.
And then the UN helicopter comes swooping over.
I did it again. I played with your heart. I lost it.
You'd shoot him?
Or you would give him up, or what? What would you do?
And blow his head off, the sheet bone off.
Yeah, murder-suicide. Done.
Murder-suicide.
That'd be it?
Yeah. Screw you, UN. Done.
Yeah. That's a fuck murder kill.
Credits.
Blow his head off, kill yourself, then fuck him. Is that how you do it?
So
one of the greatest South Parks ever is when Britney Spears is on there and she has half her head, like it's blown off.
Oh, Britney's new look.
Yeah,
seen that.
So did y'all see the other Britney Spears news this week? Where someone released an isolated audio track from her concert.
The one where her pants have no fucking vamp.
No, this is one of her. You know.
My pants don't have no vamp.
She's fixing to do a residency in Las Vegas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's freaking out because somehow the news came out that she was going to be lip-singing the whole show.
No shit.
And just be dancing.
Who cares?
Of course.
That's what she's done her whole life, pretty much, right?
They all have done that.
So someone was like, oh, yeah? Well, look at this. I have a board mix. Some little cocky board guy.
Sound guy, huh?
Release this. Listen to this. This is...
Boys, sounds like girl just needs one.
Yeah, no tighter than that.
Boys, a lover and to hold. Boys, and when a girl is with one. Boys, then she's in control. Listen, she loves me. This Hollywood.
Are you sure this is not shtick like the guitar? Eddie Van Halen one?
Hold on. Hold on. I have
sure
to say about
this. Shtick.
Okay, hold on. She was going to be lip syncing, right?
Yeah.
So she still has a mic on that he turned on so he could record it. She's not trying to sing well. She's just trying to make her lips move in the proper order. So she's going to sound like shit.
No, this was from her last tour. This isn't having to do with Vegas.
I'm defending her right now.
Yeah, Seth's taking up for Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Why? No, he's just saying
she
that she was
just killed
not...
Tom Hanks. Why would you take up for her?
Wait, what?
Are you friends with terrorists?
Are you friends with Somali pirates
sense.
That killed Tom Hanks?
Stupid.
Apparently.
God, is this even America anymore? Thank you, Britney. Hey, can I change my vote, though, now that I'm hearing this on what? My situation?
Okay, which situation?
Bullet to the mouth.
Yeah.
And let
absolutely.
Tom Hanks go?
Yes. No.
Oh.
His mouth.
Oh.
And then mine.
Murder
that's
suicide.
What I
murder
fucking
suicide.
Said. It's all, that's what I already said.
Dude, I said I'm changing my vote.
Keep the fuck up.
I said I'm changing my vote, dickweed.
Okay, so
it was peaceful.
We're gonna fight.
I was gonna have a peaceful resolution.
Do I need to stop showing and y'all go outside and fight?
Yeah.
Can we do it after
sword
my
fight?
My favorite story of the week?
Yes, let's hear it.
Okay, and I'm so glad you're here, Joe. And you swing the mic and start screaming, yelling into it out of excitement. There is a restaurant up
that
in
serves
Chicago.
Mexicans now. Whoop whoop.
Oh my God.
They have broken the color barrier and they're serving Mexicans.
Oh,
no. In Chicago called Kuma's Corner.
Holy shit.
It's a burger joint and everybody that runs it and owns it are metalheads.
Nice.
So they release
so
a burger
like
the of
the
month.
Place?
Yeah.
In Austin?
Death metal pizza?
Yeah.
So this
it's
week.
It's not original.
This is awesome. This week they have a burger that's a tribute to the band Ghost.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah?
Yes.
You like that?
I do.
Nice. Now I'm going to tell you what's on this burger and what's caused a lot of controversy and why they're on nationwide media.
Goat blood.
2 ounces of fetus.
It's it's a 10-ounce patty
feces.
Of beef. A slow-braised goat shoulder.
Okay. This sounds really nice.
Goat. Aged white cheddar.
Mmm, that's delicious.
A ghost chili aioli.
Oh, that's going to be really hot.
Okay. Mm. A red wine reduction.
Oh.
Top it off with a communion wafer garnish.
Jesus.
Yes!
Get it? Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
I like Ghost. Like, it's not shtick anymore with me. I really like
you
that
really
band.
You really like
I like that band.
It's not shtick anymore.
I don't know why.
I had to go on the vocals at first, but...
Yeah, the vocals kind of... But then the lyrics are kind of...
Yeah, kind
of... Who cares? This
like
is a
meat,
place
meat
that loafy. Made a burger that put a communion wafer
I want to go.
It. How awesome is that?
That is awesome.
I thought awesome. It was freaking badass. Well, they also make... They have two restaurants up there. And the other one, their burger of the month is Pig Mountain. You
nice.
Like Pig Mountain?
I can't say I'm familiar, but wait a minute.
10-ounce patty, whole grain mustard, roasted pork belly, cinnamon sauteed apple, caramelized onion, and some fried rosemary.
That sounds good.
Their monthly ones...
What that mouth do?
Last month was the sword.
But what that mouth do?
The sword?
Uh-oh.
Do they have to serve a beer with it?
Maybe.
Because if they don't, they're
maybe
bags.
I don't know. Let's call up there and ask them.
They're in effers.
It was a 10-ounce patty.
We ought to call them.
With a roasted jalapeno
right
aioli.
I want to order a ghost.
Cactus salsa.
And a tampon.
Queso fresco, a beer-battered beef tamale, and fresh cilantro.
Do they have a Demu burger?
A Demu burger.
Can't be a metal burger.
Mike, sir.
Oh, well.
Nobody can hear a fucking word you're saying.
Dinmore.
Right. So those are their
Dinmore.
Ones. Their burgers of the month.
Yeah.
Let me run down their regular burgers that you can order. And if you would like the ingredients of one, just let me know. Okay? The Black Sabbath. The Goat Snake. The High on Fire.
I want to hear that.
High on Fire.
Sriracha hot sauce.
Beep.
Roasted red pepper. Prosciutto. Pineapple,
is that you tagging out?
Sweet chili paste.
I'm about to, though. That sounds good. Keep going.
Iron Maiden?
No.
Lair of the Minotaur?
No.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, let's hear what's in Led Zeppelin.
I don't give a shit.
Bacon, barbecue pulled pork, cheddar,
fuck a Led
and
Zeppelin.
Pickles.
I don't even like a Led Zeppelin. What's a Led Zeppelin? Motherfucker.
After Led Zeppelin comes the Mastodon.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Bacon, barbecue sauce, cheddar, frizzled onion.
That's it?
That's it.
I can get parts that at fucking Jack in the Box.
Probably could. Every time I go to Jack in the Box,
fried
I get the
Tyrannosaurus
Mastodon.
Rex.
I want the Mastodon.
I was expecting some dinosaurs in there or something.
Metallica. Neurosis. Pantera.
What's a Metallica?
Horseradish mayo.
What
cheddar.
Is
swish.
Yeah.
Swiss.
Swish.
Caramelized onions, sautéed mushrooms, lettuce, tomato, and onion. The Metallica is bacon.
An asshole.
Buffalo sauce. Pig. Blue cheese dressing.
Close enough.
Pantera.
Sure.
House-made ranchero
concrete
sauce.
Concrete.
Sledge.
Primal. Sludge.
Cheddar. Monterey Jack. Bacon. Roasted poblano peppers and tortilla strips.
Mm. And little bits of black tooth grins and stuff.
Plague Bringer.
Get your pole on.
The Slayer. And I like the Slayer. 10-ounce burger on a bed of fries. Chili. Caramelized onion. Cherry peppers. Monterey Jack. Scallions and anger. I've never seen
and any. Madness.
Their sandwiches, they have a pig destroyer.
Do they have a Slipknot one?
No.
Pig destroyer.
Slipknot's not enough.
Slow cooked
metal
pulled
enough.
Pork, barbecue sauce, and the pig destroyer. And then they have a hate breed.
Really?
But they call it hate beak because it's chicken. Two chicken tenders, buffalo sauce, shredded Monterey Jack, blue cheese dressing.
I'm going to have to admit, all these sound pretty darn hate? Good.
We might have to make a trip to Chicago and go check.
I wanted
fuck
to go there
that.
Anyway.
Like, fuck yeah, Chicago. All the anyway. Motherfuckers that get killed there. Awesome.
So you'll never go to Lollapalooza?
Depends where you go.
No.
I would.
I'd go.
What, so you never go to prison? How many people get raped there you're never going to go just because of that? Huh?
So what about the Great American Cooter Fest?
Faggot.
We missed it this past weekend.
Fuck.
Great American Cooter Fest. Where were you?
Sleeping Sunday morning. I didn't go.
That's what I was doing.
What'd we do? Watch a shitty football game.
Yeah.
Fucking drink beer.
Well,
okay. Lock that overbot over there.
Chrissy, were you part of the Great American Cooter Fest?
No.
She's every I'm night stressed. She's a part of that.
Do we need to talk about that? Labia's hanging down and stuff.
Yeah, by the way, put your labia up.
This mic is so fail. You can't hear a fucking word they say.
Well, it keeps getting moved.
Translate it.
It's in the background, so that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
You don't want to be up front.
Yeah, you don't want to be up front.
You don't want to be on the show anyway.
So the Great American Cooter Festival was in Florida.
Figures.
Oh.
Where in
cooter
Florida?
Fest.
Do you know what a cooter is?
I've seen
Crawdad.
A raccoon?
I've seen a cooter before.
A turtle.
Oh.
That's close.
It's a turtle crowded. Festival.
Oh. I was way off.
Really?
I didn't know.
Yeah, Cassidy's. I don't know.
Ha!
Man, I am fighting through this goat, man.
I am too. This goat, man.
Oh, that goat, that shit's done. I'm done with that. You can't
fight
that. You're going to have it. That shit sucks dick.
You know,
that's the worst beer I've ever had.
Seth, you know your friend Jeremy Anderson up in Oklahoma City?
Yeah. He's good. Yeah, good buddy.
Have you ever met his friend, Jeremy? Have you?
He has friends.
Jeremy Anderson up in Oklahoma City?
No.
22. He was taken to jail and charged with arson Thursday.
Yeah.
After trying to set his apartment on fire.
Yeah.
Reports were that he was kicking doors off hinges, pouring salt and soap all over himself, and trying to set fire to it.
Yeah, that guy.
How old was he again?
22. He was screaming random things on the front porch when the police arrived.
If you're the police, why stop it? Just let him do it.
Do it. And he told officers that he met a possessed...
Don't get me a sandwich. I'm going to watch this.
Really? He told officers that he met a possessed homosexual
a damn
demon
good sandwich, man.
Who wanted a trail mix of drugs from him and performed sexual acts on him.
He didn't say that.
That's where your trail mix of drugs
Did he
came
say that?
From. Your friend
Not
in Oklahoma
said
City.
He wanted drugs from him.
Okay. That son of a bitch is stealing fucking bits from us.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That motherfucker. Hope he's dead.
God.
Life sucks being possessed by a gay demon. I'm ending it all right now with bath. Water.
What was it?
Bath soap?
Bath soap.
Or bath salts?
Bath salts?
Yeah.
God, what a shitty way to try to off yourself. What a dumb demon.
To go get that guy?
Yeah. Why didn't the demon at least give him some knowledge of something?
Like, what kind of knowledge?
Why the fuck
well,
does
not
the demon
to fucking
care?
Off yourself with soap.
I'm going to teach you how to teleport.
Why would the demon give a shit? He wants him to go out the most painful way possible, right?
I don't know. Depends on the demon type.
A gay homo demon, I guess.
A gay homo demon.
I don't know what an agenda of a gay homo demon. I can't even say it. A gay homo demon.
A gay homo demon.
I think
that's a
goat man.
I think that's a metal
tongues,
band.
Right?
Up in. It could be. Or it could be the goat man demon.
All right, so.
Or the. No,
demon
demon. Genie Demon.
Reached the point to where we're going to talk about some new music coming out.
No, let's just end the show, please.
We're about to.
Go, Demon.
But last week, so we had a real music-intensive show last week, so I didn't play any of the releases from last week, but I wanted y'all to hear this. This is from last week.
Holy shit! I don't know who this is.
Yes. And you get one word of the vocalist to guess.
Oh, we're waking at you.
You can guess it.
You know what it is, Joe?
Just listen to the vocals.
Motorhead, yep. Motorhead released a new album last week called Aftershock.
Hey, I'm going to ask for the third time in a row. Have you watched...
Fix?
Yes.
I was going to this week.
Okay, because he's in that.
Yeah,
he's and he goes lot, right? And parties with him a little bit. And I think it's even a little much for him, Lemmy.
Really? He backs off?
He's just looking at him like, God damn, man. Good night, mate.
Oh, shit. He says good day, mate?
No.
No.
I made that up.
I've never seen Lemmy say. Here's another one off of it.
Y'all like this?
These jams.
Do I?
Yeah.
I've never been super huge into Motorhead. There's a couple
I never have been.
If there was no Motorhead, there'd be no High on Fire.
True. What about you, Joe? You been big on Motorhead?
A little bit.
I have noticed growing up that the Mexican community likes Motorhead.
Let's all stop and
no,
turn
and
look at...
I'm dead serious.
Joe Sama.
All...
Hold on, no, lay out.
I went to two high schools, one junior high, and it was funny. Everybody that was wearing, like, Motorhead patches and flags and stuff were the Mexican guys, and I hung out with them. They were
all
metalhead.
And they all had switchblades and picked their teeth with them?
No.
They all had tortillas and beans for
lunch. They threw
lunch.
Tortillas at people.
Another
they
band
to Menudo.
That I kind of like because their songs
did
are
they
only...
fart a lot?
No. Huh?
I'm just trying to find out more about your Mexican friends.
I got so many Mexican friends.
That's why I speak about my friends south of the border.
You know Mexico?
I know all of them.
I've had so many job offers in Mexico.
Mexico City.
I can go down there and have about seven jobs.
I've had seven drug cartels offer me a job doing photos of dead people.
Wow.
Why do you go to like...
What a market.
I don't even know.
I never even thought about that. That's a hell of a
Jesus.
Market.
You don't have to kill them. I'll just make it look like
you
killed them.
You ever heard of Mika's Murder?
That's not me.
Rare. Their songs are 44 seconds long.
Oh, it's like... Shit, fuck that band anyway, I don't care about another name.
I like this.
I like it too. Actually.
The longest song in the album is 3 minutes long.
You're gonna have to write this one down for
hold
me.
Hold on.
We're now halfway through this song.
That's good.
It's gonna be the first time we've ever played Nick a full song.
Badass.
You geared us up to hear
play
some
another
shit.
Track, please.
Hold on.
We can listen to the entire album right now.
We can.
10-minute segment.
Hold on. Song's almost over. 6 seconds.
Thank you, and good
next
night.
Next song.
This sounds like the same song before.
Yeah, this is the same song.
It is the same song.
You just didn't let it play through, dummy. You NF.
I think that's their bit. They write one song and then cut it in half, or cut it in segments, and just go, here you go. Not really.
They're really
not really
progressive band, and like had one song and were like, you know what? Fuck this. Let's just chop this up into 16 pieces.
And we'll release an album.
Not bad of an idea.
Unlike what's
Meshuggah.
Their name? That really Meshuggah.
Meshuggah with I was a 45-minute long song. The entire fucking album, yeah.
They had a 22-minute song too, didn't they?
It was called 22.
Was it?
It was.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
So Eminem released a new song last week.
Oh, what?
Please don't tell me he has a 22-minute rap song.
I would listen to all 25 minutes of it.
6 minutes.
I do math.
That's 3 extra minutes. What are you gonna do then?
I do math, man.
There's a hidden track.
Oh, Stubbs talking about a dumb shit
now,
dream about Robin Thicke.
You think I have a bragging montage? Eminem named the song Rap God.
He can do whatever the fuck that nigga wants, man.
He's done that before. He did that on on recover or relapse. What was the last one before this? Recovery or relapse?
Recovery and then relapse.
He did it on that one too.
I don't know.
You know what the new album's called, don't you? The Marshall Mathers LP Part 2.
Like I was gonna say, he already had that. Okay. Part 2. That's cool. Different. Reminds me of Busta Rhymes.
So that was all last week. Yeah, this week. Cool. New releases for this week. I'm so excited.
Someone drink my goat, man. I'm not touching that shit, dude. That stuff sucks.
I would say guess you this song when the vocals kick in, but they never do.
Because it's an instrumental.
Wait, is that
band.
My whiskey? Is that my whiskey? Okay.
The show's just me and you now.
Yeah.
This is the greatest instrumental band of them all.
Is this the one we've
this
seen?
This isn't Dream Theater.
Dream Theater is not instrumental.
I know. They could be. Be a lot better if they were.
We've seen them twice now.
Russian Circles.
You are correct, sir.
We saw them with Mastodon.
Between the Buried and Me?
Oh, no, yeah, Between the Buried and Me.
Who headlined that show?
Which one?
The Between the Married
Opeth
Me show.
Or whatever? Opet? Otep?
It was
or whatever?
Ugh.
Opet.
Yeah, it was me.
We bounced. We left. I was wearing my Between the Buried and Me shirt the other day, and the pizza guy showed up, and he's like, oh, I love your shirt.
Is that the show that...
He looked at me, he goes, but you're an old guy. What are you doing wearing that? I was like...
Was that the same show that the band that sings about mythology?
That was Opeth, wasn't it?
No, there's another one that we went and saw. Which one?
Awesome. I think Opeth is awesome.
We didn't like them. Stuck around for like three songs. It was boring.
Opeth, right?
Yeah.
Or was it Otep?
Otep or Opeth?
No, we don't know. It was a progressive band.
It
was real proggy.
Awesome. What was the show? There was a show, the Mastodon show, where...
Maybe that's who
someone opened.
Co-headlined.
And someone else headlined, and we're like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
It was a bunch of old guys, too.
The one that was... What
Mastodon
what
was with Ghost.
Yes. But what was the one that we saw? The guy with the big hair, and he plays on the double-neck SG. And they sing about mythology. They had a bunch of mannequins on the stage, and we're like, fuck this.
That was the one after Mastodon, whoever.
Like, their whole album goes, jun, 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 jun. And then Homeboy sings.
Things real high. That's Element 80.
Coheed and Cambria, right?
Coheed and Cambria, that's it.
Oh, yeah, we did see
them.
Oh,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Coheed and Cambria, and was it this band and Between the Buried and Me? And we're like, what the fuck is Between the Buried and Me doing playing before?
And Opeth was with Mastodon.
Pretty good too, but,
And Ghost played that.
But
show.
We saw Mastodon and had already spent our load, and we're like, done.
Yeah,
we're going home.
You know what I think I'm gonna do this week? I'm gonna send I'm gonna get in touch with Relapse and see if they'll start sending us samplers and stuff like they do the radio stations.
Why not?
So we can have kind of a heads up, and then you'll have a whole bunch of Relapse crap that we can go into before it's released.
And have fun. Rub it.
Have fun. Touch tips while we listen to music.
So,
doc talking.
I know you're away from the microphone over there.
Did you say cock doc?
How much do you like post-hardcore stuff?
Cock doc?
Cock docking. Cock doc doc.
But you don't like, is it the high singing voice, the kids that sound like they haven't reached puberty?
Yeah, I hate that.
So do you like this band?
Uh-oh. Turn it up a little bit, buddy.
Done. You're out. Do you know who it is?
I like touching tips with the penises.
Yeah.
I like touching penis. My balls haven't dropped yet. Don't show me any boobies. I don't like to taste. Didn't I scream at all? No! I jerk off two guys with DJ. Seth, please squeeze my neck some more so I can finish the song and do one more.
Keep going. This is greatness. This is the best part of the show so far.
Then all of a sudden they go.
Then he drops down the cookie monster.
Here comes the cookie monster. There's gotta be a cookie monster in here.
Up.
There's gotta be a double.
Oh, no, he didn't. No. He's not that cool.
I'll kill your fucking mama.
Protest the hero. You like them at all?
Shut this the fuck up.
But listen to...
I like their...
Listen to this.
Their...
Damn it.
Okay, the Somalians.
I tried dropping down Lord in here.
I mean, it's good until you start hearing.
Key change.
We saw them live there that night.
Francis, did they open? Was that the band that opened?
They were before Periphery.
I hear that shit. I think of the Darkness.
And who?
Yeah, longest jerk-off strokes I've ever made.
Wait, Protest was the guy with the giant red-haired guy?
Jerk-off,
he doesn't sound like that live.
I know he doesn't. It's weird, right?
So,
and then she takes over.
Did you start freaking out with your computer? He's like, what the fuck's going on?
Like, that chick? I can't stand this. In
the and it's not because it's a bad song, it's because
you've heard it a million times?
I've heard it a million times. It reminds me of Ring Around the Rosie.
I've never...
Ring Around the Rosie.
What's she look like? Rosie.
Now we go in Mosey.
She's hot.
Is she?
She hot?
We got her.
This is Lord with an E.
She's all right.
Stupid. Lordy.
Nanny nanny boo boo.
Did you go to
stick your head in doo doo?
Sleigh bells. Wow,
you're such a fucking child. Can you fucking grow up for a second and not talk about poo?
I talk about shit a lot, don't I?
I do too.
Have you? Did you go to sleigh bells?
What did Joe say? I can't hear you.
Let's just talk over everybody. I'll run one time.
What?
One? Hey.
One.
This week.
What's that button?
No, no, no.
Are you trying to give me a Murloc?
This is it. This is it.
Well, you got a Murloc on me now?
You want to put a Murloc on me?
He's got a Murloc on me.
The last thing for this show, and we will get out of here.
Oh, yeah, we're out of
here. Hold on. This is it.
I need a piss. Bye.
This has been a terrible show.
It is one of the worst ever.
And I'm going to end it with what might be the worst album I've ever heard in my life.
We're done? This is all we're talking about this show.
No, we'll talk about some more stuff. But
no, we're done.
Oh,
let's
we are?
Just wrap it up, dude. It's done.
Why?
It's over.
We've talked about nothing. Sucked.
I know. That's what's so bad.
I want y'all to hear this.
This is George Strait?
It's a Christmas album. They're getting ready for Christmas already.
This is what they should play for the Somalians.
Who the fuck is this?
This song probably caused jihad.
This is why
the
they
exact
hate
reason Muslims hate America.
This is why Tom Hanks was kidnapped.
Probably is.
This song.
Jesus Christ!
Is this no? Is this Way in the Manger?
Okay, making sure. I don't think the people at home heard that, what
no
Joe just said.
Joe said that
this is the reason.
The little
this is
Lord
the reason
Jesus
Tom Hanks has Jesus Christ. Shut the fuck up.
Head.
Dustin.
The no, stars of the night look down where he lay.
Look, Chrissy's already done. She knows this is the worst
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
Well, I could sing Away in the Manger again if you want to make it better.
Why don't you hear this?
I want to repeat what Joe said, but whatever.
Repeat what Joe said.
No, I'm fucking done now. I'm
right.
This is Away in the Manger.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
This will give it away right here.
Holy shit. Is it fucking Duck Dynasty?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
They released a Christmas album.
I'm out.
Where's the guns?
America's terrible.
It's the whole family singing everything.
What has happened to this country? I bet you Walmart already has this shit.
Fuck them. Shut this up.
You know, dancing and dancing and prancing
oh,
and
Jesus,
tricksy,
it's fucking,
cosmic and cupid. Wait,
the toothless
isn't that
one.
That little
Sigh,
love
yeah.
fairy?
Okay,
Donna
I thought
Brittany.
The show was funny.
Oh, no, there's no reindeer named
until
Brittany.
It turned into.
But do you remember Jesus the most
Christ.
Famous redneck?
Until it turned
shit.
Into Jesus
Uncle
Christ.
Si, reindeer, not redneck. Let me show you how
Shut
it goes.
Shut it up.
Jack.
Okay, I'm Seth. I'm out.
Why did you plant this atom bomb in our show?
Because it's terrible. I think that might have just killed our show. It was a good show.
Half the audience just fucking committed suicide. I bet. And the car is
I'd off myself. We're gathered here today, brethren and honkies, to celebrate the life of a damn good podcast show. And the Jeremy Charlestown Massacre. Yeah. We apologize. No, we don't.
And we had just gotten sponsors, too.
Yeah. Man, boy, are they unsigning up with us right now? We have to. We have the record of losing sponsorship, I bet. We had it for one day. What are you doing? This is the second week Dustin's played on the organ of death.
We're adding theatrics. That kind of helps.
My name's Dustin.
He's already half packed out.
My name's Dustin.
He's already loaded up his gear. Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Matt Stubbs. Good God damn to meet you. And Seth?
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for Chrissy for coming out and being a part of this aborted fetus.
Oh, he's about to light up.
Bye. And we're back. Hey, where'd you go, Chrissy? She's running to the bathroom. She was allergic to the Goatman beer, and her lips are gigantic. Like a bee stung them. Now I'm in here all by myself. Everybody walked outside. I'm the one who's staying on a mic while she's probably going to die. She might. Her lips were gigantic. They're blue. I'm going to take a picture of them. Look at them. Or look for them on the... on our website or on the Facebook, and send us emails at jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. That's jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. Thank you and good night. Living in a self, but society.